Welcome to the Lake Forest Podcast, a podcast about the lovely city of Lake Forest, featuring topics like local news, sports, music, people, food, and sometimes politics. My name is Pete, and I'm joined with the voice of Lake Forest Scouts basketball and football, Skip Walker. How you doing, Skip?
I'm doing good, Pete. It's Friday and sunny. How are you?
Maybe it's sunny in Florida. This episode's sponsored by Shark Guy. Shark Guy Beach Fishing.
I know who Shark Guy is.
Now you know who he is. Shark Guy Beach Fishing is a premier South Florida beach fishing experience out of Longboat Key, Florida. Their world-renowned captains not only put you on the fish, but they'll help you and your family make a memory of a lifetime. Check them out on Facebook or at sharkguybeachfishing.com to schedule an outing. Shark Guy is my guy for your next charter. Disclaimer, Stu doesn't charter. We'd also like to say we're thankful for our Patreon supporters. Reverend Lubeck from the Church of the Holy Spirit. Nat A, Elizabeth B, Costa, Lance, Otto, Artie M, and the Brat Stop Breakfast Group in Kenosha.
Who's that crew? Gotta get them on.
Oh, man. You gotta catch them Saturday mornings. They send me pictures of their breakfast fare, and it looks pretty darn good.
You been up there?
I have been up there, yes. I need
the Brat Stop.
That's where you have some fun now.
I haven't been up there at nighttime in a coon's age, but I don't think I go up there at nighttime anymore.
Scoo, what's been going on, man? We got to catch up.
Second, your shark guy, when he was showing his wounds.
Yeah.
I got one of those wounds before. Those things hurt. Right in the bend of your finger.
You ever get one with a hook that size, though? That thing is.
No, that's from the line. Went
callus, but I thought he
had the callus. No, I'm talking about right in his crevice, the little V.
Yeah.
That's from the line. That's not from the hook. He must have went pulling it. It was like.
Pain.
That was painful.
Pain.
And that was a deep one. Still, no. Sharks on the beach, no thanks.
Catch and release.
I have other friends that catch sharks on the beach and all that. It's crazy. What if you get a hammerhead? It comes running up and
I got enough problems. I got enough people that want to take a bite out of my ass.
I have a friend that his kid, they go at night. They shimmy out in the water like 1 or 2 in the morning, shark fishing.
You ever gone mudding?
Like
Southern Illinois, it's mudding. St. Louis, you go in a creek or a river, and you stick your hand in a catfish mouth, and you.
Ooh, no, I've seen that.
I don't know.
Catfish is good though. I love catfish.
It is, but I don't think you're going to see me sticking my hand.
No way. No how. Sorry, I digress there.
This is a podcast of digressions. So Deer Path, what?
And the walls come tumbling down.
I mean, it looks like Ukraine over there, man.
Hey, no joking about that over there. Come on. Well, I guess we can't do that either.
Well, I'm just saying it's all relative. You could be over in Ukraine. You know, we got a little issue. Oh, you got to go down Wesley. Okay.
That thing came down quick. Didn't surprise me, though.
I don't think they had to use any equipment, did they?
I think it's one of those little push is all it took.
Achoo.
Now it's the rebuild. That's going to be the most spectacular walking bridge ever. Thank you, Tom Ed.
I have not kept up with any typers out there. Voicing
no.
Concerns. All right.
I haven't either since, the field meeting. Rec Board.
Oh, maybe. How did that go?
It kind of went deep underground after that one. It went good. I mean, it was a 5-1 vote, you know, for doing the field. So,
yeah.
You know, I don't think there was.
Who voted against?
Kevin Carden.
Good.
I think his rationale. Do they say, more,
yeah, what's the rationale?
I think more financial than anything. Yeah. He kind of pointed that way, but you know, it was, it's, you know, what was approved was the first step in the process to start getting solid numbers. I mean, they had, you know, that's a funny thing is about, you know, all these people screaming and hollering at, you know, it's a knee jerk reaction. I mean, all the rec was doing is they're trying to get to the stage of, I mean, all those numbers were hypotheticals.
Yeah.
Pretty accurate, not accurate, but close to accurate hypotheticals, but crap, that thing, you know, now it goes to city council next couple weeks, the first meeting. So that's when the rubber hits the road, so to speak, is, you know, these aldermen now need to, you know, vote on it to move it forward. I don't see why they wouldn't. And again, it's not officially, I think, approving it. I mean, it's still got to go through the, you know, development stage of what are the real costs and all that. So, I mean, it should, but you know what, these aldermen who, you know, the craziness that's been going on, who knows what
these will aldermen happen
and there and all that. So, you know, it's there. And then, you know, but I'm going to guess when everything is said and done and they start really kind of, the rec starts doing their due diligence on what are the costs. It's going to be more than 11 or 12 million. It's got to be. But
I'm telling everybody it's about 10 million. It's more than 10 million?
I don't know. It could be, depending on when they start figuring out, get the experts in there, figuring out what has to be done.
Inflation.
And you're building stuff on, you know, clay. So can they put, you know. But I think the meeting went well. There are the, you know, a few of the typers were there. I mean, it was, you know, the typical, you know, all these screaming dream meanies, and I don't think any of them showed up except for a couple, like I said. And
well, you know, that's two more than I saw when I, you know.
But I mean, you can go to the internet and pull anything up, and you know, yeah, it's bad or good. And you know, yeah, again, I mean, there was one couple there I will not mention,
yeah,
but just because one's a on the school board, but I won't mention anything. But nuts. I mean, you know, she got up there and, you know, before the, you know, Paul Best, who's the wonderful rec board chair, I mean, great guy and all that, he outlined everything that was going to happen at the meeting. And before he could, you know, even finish, this lady gets up there, you know, the lady on Facebook who's worried about her high heels gets up there. And you know, it was the funniest thing was, it was on the agenda, there's a portion that for the public to address the board on non-agenda items. Paul made a point saying, you know, you cannot speak on agenda items, which is the field.
Yeah.
So this lady gets up there and grabs the mic, first one, and she says, well, I'm not really sure. This is probably 50% non-agenda and 50% agenda. And he's like, well, if it's agenda, you can't talk. And she just rifles into her concern that, you know, these high school kids were sending all these letters and the rec board, you know, didn't include it in the packet and all this, which they don't have to do. They just nuts. I mean, crazy. And she gets up there again later on and starts babbling again when she wasn't supposed to. It's like, I don't know. These people just, you know, knee-jerk reactions, and they don't have the facts, and they think they do, and it's, you know. But I thought the meeting went well. I mean, people were civil, even though they had the police force out there. I mean, I thought it was fun. I'm like, holy crap. I mean, is this going to be like,
really?
You know, a free-for-all? But, well, yeah, when you sit there and you look at, you know, see Facebook and all these people screaming, you know, we're going to die if they put a turf field on. And it's, you know, who knows what these people are going to do.
They're all talking typers, TNT.
But yeah, I mean, there's a couple there. And, you know, the ex-director from years ago, Fred Jackson, got up and just basically, you know, laid the hammer down, the gauntlet. You know, hey, he basically paraphrasing said, you know, in all his years, you know, there's been controversy over a whole bunch of stuff that got approved, didn't get approved. And this is another one that, you know, moving forward, we have to do it. It's called progress. And he's right.
Good for him.
And yeah, and it's, you know, but it's just like, you know, there's so many people in this town that just want to fight progress. And, you know, that people screaming about, you know, oh, you know, this is the end of the world with this turf field, but we got, you know, 10 other fields or whatever, how many around in the community that are not going to be turf, and they're going to be grass, and they're going to be alternate fields. And it's just,
it's like a dozen people, you know?
Well, and the problem is, you know, if the city said they wanted, if the city came out and said, you know what, we're going to pass an edict and, you know, sky's gray from now on. We just have too many gray days.
No, it's blue.
They go, yeah, there's a group that's going to scream it's never been gray, or vice versa.
But it's like the same, it's like the same dozen people. I wonder if they have their own club, have their own clubhouse.
I don't know, but it is. It's just like this constant against the city. And it's just like, you know, and the city's evil, and these people that work for the city are evil people, and they're taking money under the table and all this crap, that it's just like, God, just let these people do their jobs. I mean, it's comical. And like I said in the past, I mean, I've had issues with the city in the past on things, and probably every resident has, and they're going to continue to have, but you got to respect what these people do for a living. They're the experts. And if they feel after their due diligence that, you know what, in order to have a top rated, top of line youth programming, this is what's needed. And, you know, so be it. And don't fight it.
So these dozen,
unless you're against the kids.
Yeah. Well, unless you want Starbucks kids, diabetes. Is that Dirty Dozen pro diabetes?
No, the other thing I thought was funny is there, you know, these people that were against it were claiming that, oh, there's all these
ladies and guys.
Yeah. Well, I don't know nowadays.
Mostly ladies.
All these high school kids are so against, you know, the turf fields and all that. And again, I don't have much experience over at the high school and what goes on.
You had that one kid that went up there that said, looked like he was a hostage holding one of those signs. I like grass.
I mean, here, who doesn't like grass, right? But this is not your 1975 AstroTurf that, you know, your head bounces off the ground. But my little experience over at Lake Forest High School with athletics and football and all that, I mean, I don't have much. I'm just kind of a fan. But since that turf's been on, even these kids that are supposedly athletes that are screaming against it, I don't see them screaming or their parents screaming when it's game time and to play and all that. Yeah. I don't see anyone protesting over there.
How's that field look today?
Looks fantastic. Actually,
hey, let's go over there now. Hey, the Mickey Mouse Club, those 12 or a dozen people, let's go out there and let's go play, take a little run around the field.
And some people were questioning even the fact that main reason for turf is you can continue playing on it. And hey, listen, I was just doing a lacrosse game, and I think it was drizzling or raining. And, you know, a lot of times when it's, you know, you got to stop that. Just keep going. The field's fine. It's not taking water on it. It's a great thing. I'm telling you, half these people that scream about it or more than that don't have kids, never had kids playing, or just want to scream the opposite of what the city does. And there's some people, Pete, their kids were elite athletes at the high school using either in lacrosse, football. Some are screaming against them like, wait a minute, Where were you when your kids were going through there?
Just saying.
I mean, now all of a sudden it's like this evil thing. It's going to go through. Hopefully the aldermen at the next meeting kind of get their heads screwed on right and, you know, see what
those aldermen
the value and the progress is. And just, you know, hey, it's a 5-1 vote from the rec board, which is, you know, advisory recommending to the city council. But it wasn't a 3-2 vote or a 3-3 vote. It was 5-1. So my opinion, that city council has to go, you know what? Stamp it, because that's, you know, that's overwhelming.
Yeah.
You know, referral. I mean, there wasn't even a discussion. I mean, the one person that probably I thought was against it on the rec board, you know, when they went through it and started reasoning why, I mean, it was kind of funny because, you know, as she talked to the, through the evening and making her opinions, you sit there and you go, she's probably going to vote no. And then when they went down the line, last kind of comments from each board member, you know, she was, you know, making her point, which was fine and all that. But then it came to the vote. She goes, well, I'm torn. I really don't know what to do. And then it was her turn to vote. And she did one of these, I can't make up my mind. I'll say yes. You know, it's like, well, wait a minute. You went the whole evening and probably even before that opposing it. And then, you know, you're in front of this group of people and now you're, you know, can't make up your mind. So you kind of flip the coin. I thought that was funny, but, you know, that was the only other person I think that kind of was jockeying over what to do. Yeah. But crap, it was an overwhelming majority passing up a recommendation to the council. Shouldn't even be a discussion. If it's even close, someone needs to call investigation.
Another one?
No, I'm being facetious. But so if it's a close vote on the council, yeah, because an overwhelming recommendation coming from, I mean, it wasn't like, what was it? The McKinley Road thing where it was like this, you know, 2-1, 3-2, which way is it going? You know, it was definitive. That's how this process is set up. And yeah, the city council has a right to kind of go the other way if they want, but they got to take in consideration what was handed to them. And that was a slam dunk, hands down, let's move forward and do this. So
now these dozen people we're talking about, do you think they have, you think they're connected to any of the aldermen any particular way? Certain aldermen?
Have no idea. I don't know. I mean,
because there's some funky stuff.
I guess when you see stuff going on, I mean, yeah, I mean, there's definitely people that favor one side or the other, which is fine. But I mean,
Well, I'm just speaking to the block of the box. There's some funky Cole Medina stuff going on with that. If we want to, do we want to address any of that?
No, I mean, it's still in litigation. I guess the builder and architect refiled, I guess. So,
well, there's some interesting things there.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see. But I mean, I don't.
It's just
I see either one, a shovel in the ground, or two,
somebody resigning.
The place vacant. No, I'm talking about the site on McKinley. You know, until there's a shovel in the ground, or, you know, the fencing is taken down, and, you know, I guess there would be a small parade for those opposing it. But until I see that, I mean, I gotta imagine it's something. I don't know. I think it's, my opinion is I think it's gonna get done, but what it's gonna look like, who knows? But progress, man. You can't fight progress. I mean, it's
progress, and you got to watch that hubris. We'll talk about that at another time.
The hubris. That's a big word.
You like that? It's
what have you been doing?
Oh man, well, you know, we had the shark guy on, and that kept me.
How's that for? Did I get some good?
You know, he's more on the political side of things, so I think we might have like a center right type radio type deal on another brand, because you know there's a bunch of people that want to get into that stuff, and you know, he makes some solid points. If we'll stop pushing buttons. But then again, you know, I'm like the pot calling the kettle black. So, but you were sorely missed the last 2 weeks. A couple notes that I have on here, Skew, is a big shout out to the recent new Eagle Scouts, namely Jack Doheny. I went to the ceremony. That's some bad to the bone stuff, man.
I tell you, that Eagle Scout getting that this designation, I mean, I didn't do it growing up. I kind of bailed, I think, after Weeblows. But
yeah,
it's a phenomenal designation, and then to get that level, it's a lot of hard work. And I mean, I tell you that it's a lot of respect goes to those kids, because there's very few that do it and get to that level.
Yeah.
And I think it only can benefit you long run in the future, and just, you know.
Well,
I think it's phenomenal. So congratulations to Jack.
Yeah, yeah, Jack, way to go. And he got involved, I want to say, freshman year of high school. And you had these other kids.
What was his project? He had to do a project or something?
Yeah, you got to bring your old man in. You got to build something. There was a program on it. It looked like something I would never know how to do. So, but... the impressive thing about it is, I guess these Cub Scouts, they go, you know, they start from first grade and move their way up. And he started in like freshman year of high school, and he wound up, he did it in a short amount of time, and he got the most achievement badges.
Wow.
So it was pretty good.
Yeah, I started out real young as a Cub Scout, went through the ranks, and next level was like Weeblows, and I think that was like sixth and seventh grade. And then it was like the peer pressure to move forward to Boy Scouts was like, I'm out. Which,
yeah,
you know, I'm impressed with the guys that take it that next level. And
I was impressed, but the whole ceremony, what they did there, I mean, that was impressive. I'm glad I went. I had no idea.
Where
I
probably would have.
I was at the Presbyterian Church. That's a nice looking place. Got a not a lot of headroom walking in, but Presbyterians are kind of small
anywhere for you.
This is rather short place. I think they have very short parishioners. you know, growing up in the city, you weren't exposed to that. It was more like the Hull House, or you'd have the Baptist buses that would come in from Indiana to snag you off the street and take you out to Indiana. That was the, you know, the two, or a street gang would get you. So it's nice to see, you know, with the other side.
Want to hear some neat fun fact, which I'm sure I'm going to throw this out there. I'll get hammered on it, but you know, the Presbyterian Church, you know how beautiful it is. And it's all stone.
Yeah.
You know, those little black flakes in there, all the stone and all that, you look at, it's all oil.
Maybe Earl?
The oil, we can suck that oil off the rock. But it's pretty,
impressive. Hats off. Plus, Jack, another shout out. Got a nice little offer in from Notre Dame, but he's shooting for.
Who isn't going to Notre Dame from Lake Forest football now? Come on.
Tommy Reese
pipeline.
So he's got a few more offers out there. Then awesome. Speaking of.
What other one?
I don't want to jinx it yet. He's waiting. His safety school
is. Wrestling?
I'm not sure what he's going to I'm not sure what he's going to do. Hopefully he studies. He's smarter than me, but you know, it's like all kids these days, the number one thing they got to figure out to do is how to get some sleep. Going down the list here, I saw Cade Nowick made the top 20 Lake County baseball players to watch out for.
I think baseball is the best sport, if you can believe that.
That dude is a stewed. So,
well,
how's his knee coming along? Anybody know?
I guess to talk to his dad? I saw his dad I think it's the day before they lost basketball, and he said it's good. He's good to go and full tilt baseball, and it's impressive how he bounced back so quick. Well, probably not in his eyes, but you know.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, you a little adversity young, that right. It helps out, you get older. Let's see, our boy John Harlope stepped down from his sheriff.
Yeah, I saw that. What was all that about?
I don't know. I saw him at Chiefs. I brought in my granola bars for the guys over in Africa, and yeah. I signed a gazillion petitions, and I guess I didn't look at the fine print well enough, but I'm not sure what I signed for.
I was surprising that he bailed. Didn't he get enough donations from the podcast viewers?
The Chiefs was packed. They're all wearing the red shirts and whatnot. I'm not sure. We'll talk to Jay. John, I know you're listening. He does listen. Maybe we could talk about it sometime when you're ready. And then Joe Severino, he might be a shoo-in if Brad Schneider has a problem with his residency. I'm not sure what the issue is, but you hear anything about that?
No comment.
Well, hypothetically,
I haven't heard a thing. I did see the thing about the residency stuff, and just really,
I don't know. I just going through the news, my friend.
I know.
All right, so Block the Box, we talked about where that's still.
I like to call it the McKinley Road Project, which is the official name of it, I think. That Block the Box is, I think, a movement.
Yeah.
Just for the signs. What was the other one? No, the other one was for the field. Did you see that? It was.
Another one? Please don't tell me another
pause,
one.
Pause. Pause the whatever you call a grass with a P. Surprised you haven't got
people stay off my block. I think people keep that off my block.
Oh, pause the plastic. Sorry, pause the plastic.
Pause the plastic. Okay, whatever.
Which is not, I don't think, plastic, but.
Sad to hear, my neighbor Ed Sublett passed away.
That's an icon in Lake Forest, man. I mean,
he's Mr. Real Estate, man. He
not only real estate, he was he architected, if that's a word, the whole youth football program in Lake Forest.
Did he? He
started up the JCs way back in the day, and that's when Lake Forest had, I think, eight or so teams, and tackle football. It started as a seventh grader, some sixth graders, because they got to play. Played at the high school on Sundays, and he'd run the practices and all that, weekly practices with all the teams. All the teams would practice together, and then warm up, exercise together, and then split out in their teams. But he would lead the calisthenics and all that, and. Great guy. I mean, he was the reason for the youth football and all that. And
I had no idea.
He went through a long battle, and he was just an icon in town. You always see Ed walking around town saying hello, and
we would talk real estate. Sometimes talk income properties, and he was a badass man, Marine.
Oh, he was. You did not mess with Mr. Sublet.
I mean,
football was just his. I mean, his son Tarn is out west, and he played football at school when he went, and he was a quarterback at Lake Forest for when he was here. But just his daughter, who still lives in town, but great guy, Mrs. Great person, just. Wonderful people, and it's just sad that to see what he went through, with the dementia and all that. Just a horrible, horrible disease. But
And a shout out to his wife, Jane. Jane, yep. You know, prayers with you, you know.
Absolutely.
Great guy.
But I tell you what, I mean, people have stories, fun stories about Ed with football and growing up and, you know, but yeah, he was a badass, you know.
He would hunt rattlesnakes. He'd tell me different ways to cook them and eat them. I'm like, I gotta go.
But that's sad, yeah.
Bless you, Ed.
Yeah. Spring break is just about ending in Lake Forest. Everyone's going to be coming back, you know. Town's going to be full again.
Sort of like on 4th of July when everybody's vacationing.
Yeah, right. Spring break, though, I mean, this is the first year in a couple that people have just said, we're out of here, and what a mass exodus. Yeah. I'm always like, stay around, make sure the town's okay and all that. So.
Yeah.
Got out on the scooter a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, how's that working out for you? Still?
Yeah, going great. Pam got her the same one, red. So you're going to see two of us on the red scooter.
Oh, my goodness.
We hold hands when we're riding. It's dangerous, but there's no other way we can, you know, scoot together without holding hands. So look for us around town.
Scooing her. I want to get one of those bicycle cars, go around town.
I saw someone going down the bike path the other day, and that thing was moving.
Oh, that's a single one. I'm talking about the one where you put four people on it, and maybe one of those pub crawl ones where you get like a dozen. You got a bar in the middle.
Yeah, we couldn't do a pub crawl here in Lake Forest because it'd be like one and then to the other one.
Did they ever find my train? Is the lantern open? How's it?
The lantern is open.
Okay.
But how about Final Four? Are you following that?
Absolutely not. I'll wait till the end.
The end has been the last couple of weeks. I mean, this is just a bloodbath. Rackets and all this.
I mean, to hear all the teams that lost in early rounds, I'm like, I'm glad I don't follow it. It's just...
They had, what was it, ESPN, someone told me they had over a million brackets, probably more, but over a million is what I was told. And after the first weekend, 500. So I got to imagine even, but how about, you know, come on, you got to jump on the Peacocks.
Who are the Peacocks?
The Peacocks from... but the New Jersey school, St. Peter's?
Come on.
Is it St. Peter's?
Dude, you're telling me. I wait till the I pay attention to the last game, and that I won't even watch. I'll just look at the score.
I mean, they had three number ones are out before the Sweet 16. Kansas is the only one left, and they might go down tonight.
Oh, man. No what? Warren Buffett has a deal where if you can pick the right bracket, I forgot what it is, he'd give you $1 billion.
I'm telling you what, if someone got it, would be amazing because I don't think anybody can say they are perfect right now. Well,
if anybody wins that, they're probably driving a DeLorean.
or it's someone like my wife. What color is that school? Oh, okay. What's their nickname? And I laugh because she always ends up winning stuff. But no, if you went by mascot, do a bracket by mascot. And I didn't know St. Peter's was the Peacocks. Pick the Peacocks all the way through. A peacock. I thought Hoosier was bad, but
I did pay attention to Indiana losing to Iowa.
That's
where I think you were
screwed. I'm gonna say it right, they got screwed. First off, 20 wins and they get a freaking play-in game, which is a joke. Then they go to Dayton for the play-in game, and then they gotta go out to freaking Portland and then their flight gets delayed 4 hours. I mean, come on.
And then you got
Michigan, who won 17 games, and Indiana picked them up and went, and then they get a higher seed than Indiana. Ah, that's a joke.
You are a typical Indiana fan.
Yeah, I am. Bobby Knight forever, baby.
And you sure you're a White Sox fan? Because you sound like a Cubs fan, too.
We're coming, baby. It could be. This year, they stayed kind of away from the free agents, but.
And then
you're gonna jump on board. I know you are.
Of course.
You look good in black and white.
Black eye. Football, man. Where are all the quarterbacks?
Quarterbacks, the wide receiver.
Wide receivers, Mac gone.
I don't think any pro athlete can claim poorhouse. I mean, this is crazy. Yeah.
You know, it's numbers, man. It's numbers. It's the GM. I'm waiting for my boy Spielman to get picked up somewhere.
But then again, look what our Bears do. Get rid of Mac. Get rid of Trevathan. We don't have anybody.
Well, I think you unloaded those contracts, so I think that's a good thing.
Yeah, but don't you, if you unload a contract, don't you have to try to have something in place?
I think they're getting in place in Arlington Heights and then figuring it out. They gone, man. They gone.
And yet we'll be screaming and hollering for them. What a depressive, you know.
No, I think that'll be a good thing.
You know what? I hope the Bears go get those two wide receivers from Ohio State. So Justin Fields has his buddies there that he can throw to.
Yeah.
But I doubt they'll wait that long.
And then Madeline Albright passed away.
Yeah, I saw mug with her.
She's a feisty one. Well, you spend $200,000, you can shake hands with anybody. She's feisty. She's feisty. She said, I'm sure this was common knowledge at the time, but I was in the bar business when she was in power. However, she had that brooch, man. And I said, hey, how's it pointed now towards me? She goes, I don't think I like you too much. I got to go.
Explain the brooch thing.
She always had a brooch. Yeah. So it's depending on her mood and if there was a conflict or she wanted to dominate somebody in a meeting, she would have a particular brooch on if it was turned upside down. So I don't know. Huh. I'm like, cool. All I know is she came up to my kneecaps. But no.
What administration was she was with? Clinton?
Democrat, yeah. So all of a sudden I was very popular with the lefties of the Facebook people.
Nice.
You know, I'm a man.
Yeah, you kind of threw, some people off that I don't, think might know you. All of a sudden it's like, wait.
You don't know me. You don't know me. Where's my Trump hat?
Speaking of politics, do you watch any of the hearings or the interviews?
No, absolutely not. But I am doing something on one of my other shows on inclusion, and that's an interesting deal.
Inclusion,
you know. You have to... This will be a whole nother show, and I'm just going to get crushed. I'm already getting crushed on the other show. You got a white guy talking about inclusion. Hey, look, I was the only white guy on a bus on the northwest side of Chicago. Let me tell you about racism. But no, so the hearings and inclusion and all that stuff, maybe that's a good candidate. I don't know, I did see DeSantis. He passed that bill that kids got to learn personal finance in school. I think that's pretty genius.
They're not.
He's making it. You got to learn how to run a checkbook.
That's part of a course, isn't it?
Well, it's mandatory now. You know, these poor kids, they come out, they don't have a clue.
Shouldn't they?
They come out of college. They come out of their first 5 years of employment. They don't know what to do.
When I was at high school, I think there was you had to take a business course, which was, you know, basic accounting stuff and all that. But maybe not anymore. You don't have to, maybe an elective. Nah, I don't need that.
They're electives.
I don't need that.
No, my dad will tell me what to do.
Balance it.
Dad.
What the hell's that? I just use Zelle.
Zelle, yeah. Dad, put more money in. Speaking of which, how's that going at Fordham?
Oh, it's going great. She's doing spectacular. I mean, she's very impressed. I mean, she's doing great on the crew team. Actually, their first regatta is this Saturday. Go Fordham, go Rams, go Carly. I mean, she's doing good, and she's just loving life out there, which she might not be back here again. But, she's excelling in school. I mean, can't be more prouder. Excelling in school, you know, she got on the student senate. Like, what the hell's that? And, you know.
Takes after Pam.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, now Pam and I sit there and go, where the hell did she get these balls? I mean, as a freshman, I'd never do some of this, you know, like stepping up and doing stuff. Like, are you kidding me? But no, she's in spring break right now, and she's on campus finishing up. They had two-a-days this past week. So yeah, we'd talk to her, and she'd be like laying in her bed, like, "What are you doing?" "I'm just resting." But their season starts Saturday, and it's fun. You know,
that's great. Good for her. I saw the trash cans are back, so I guess it is because of the snow removal.
Yeah, I didn't know. I saw that. I've never seen it where they take them out. I mean, they must have new guys working the tractors taking out the garbage cans. Oh, maybe we should remove those.
What are they doing on eBay?
I haven't seen you out on the street. Speaking of, how's Orville?
Oh, he's getting up there, my friend. He's getting up there. He's
how old is he?
He is 9.
Oh God, Cooper's 8.
For Wolfhound, that's old. It's old.
Oh, is it really?
It's really old. So he's it's we don't.
Oh, get him on the street. Cooper won't get him young again.
Well, I gotta put him on a wagon. And then somebody's got to put me on a wagon.
Cooper sees him from afar. He's like, woo, woo, woo. And then all of a sudden he gets up. He's like, holy shit, that's a big dog. His head's as big as Cooper has Cooper's body. And then he sticks it in my pocket because he knows there's a biscuit in
there. That's right. Go shark fishing. Thanks for listening to the Lake Forest Podcast. Please give us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts and smash that like button on Facebook, Instagram, and follow us on Twitter. Let us know what you'd like to hear about in the upcoming shows. Again, I'm Pete and can be reached at pete@lakeforestpodcast.com. The link will be in the podcast notes. We thank our Patreon sponsor, Shark Guy Beach Fishing, and a premier South Florida beach fishing experience out of Longboat Key, Florida. Their world-renowned captains not only put you on the fish, but to help you and your family make a memory of a lifetime. Check them out on Facebook or at sharkguybeachfishing.com. Contact them today to schedule an outing. Shark Guy is your guy, my guy, for your next charter. We'd also like to say we're thankful for our Patreon supporters, Reverend Luke Beck from the Church of the Holy Spirit, Matt A., Elizabeth B., Costa Lance, Otto, Artie M., and the Brat Stop Breakfast Group in Kenosha. Mm. Mm. On behalf of my co-host, Skill Walker.
We're back.
We're back. Cue the music.